This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
When someone dies, obviously we want answers. We want to know what happened. How did it happen? Why did it happen? Sometimes it's very explainable. Sometimes it's just, well, they had this disease and their time came. Sometimes it's, well, they got old and their time came. Not all that common, but certainly happens where, well, he just said he's on his way home and then he's missing. And we found his body in a lake 30 some miles from where he last was. And oh, by the way, might be leading a bit of a double life. Dr. John Forsythe is what we're talking about. Very mysterious death. If you've been following this case, you know just how strange it is. Siobhan Scott is with us, psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, I want to start with you and talk about this double life thing, which may or may not have been going on here. A lot of signs kind of point to it, or at least something was going on here that very few people, if anyone, knew about other than John Forsythe. How often is this something where people really do lead double lives, or is that more so, you know, in movies than in real life?
You know, I don't know that we have any data on that, how often people get away with a secret separate life. I don't think it happens very often.
No.
You know, it's kind of a strange thing. Every once in a while, we'll hear about this sort of thing where somebody had, you know, two separate families, two separate wives. Usually that's somebody that travels a great deal, you know. I had an uncle who was a truck driver who used to joke about that he had, you know, multiple wives and multiple families in different cities way back in the 60s, you know.
Sure.
And I don't know if they all knew about each other or not. But for somebody who seems to live a more normal lifestyle, to have a lot of other activities going on that nobody would know about at this point, it's kind of rare, I think.
Well, what do you make of the being kidnapped in early 2022, which was never reported, but then kind of going back to normal life, nothing else happening? This is, I don't know, that just seems like a very big thing to have happened to never have reported, or why would you not? Is there a fear aspect?
Why would you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is definitely off.
We're learning some new things about his behavior right before all of this went down. His brother contesting to some of this, describing him as not just at the end here, but always being a very conscientious, philanthropic math nerd is how he described him. But as they continue to learn more about him, he had his two phones for work, and that was easily explainable. He works in a rural area. One works better in a city. One works better in the country. Then they found an additional three phones in his RV that he had as well. They don't really know why he had those phones. 2 days before he disappeared, he signed over his business finances to his brother. And the brother says, I know nothing about his personal finances, but he signed over the business to the brother. Brother claims to not know anything about the business finances. And apparently he was unusually tender with work and family the week before he disappeared, really kind of going out of his way, telling how much people in his life that he loved them and cared about them. Even gave his mother and his brother a generous gift, jewelry to the mom. The brother didn't want to say exactly what he got, but it was unusually jealous. Generous is the word I'm looking for there. Mm-hmm. These seems rather odd. Can you speak to that at all? Have these things happen right before he goes missing?
No, it's really odd, and that's usually the kind of behavior that you see before someone suicides. Mm-hmm. You know, where they try to make amends for things that they've done wrong, or they really want to let people know how they feel about them. They give gifts. And usually that's sort of the I know my life is near the end and I'm trying to tie up loose ends, you know, and make amends to people.
That's the first thing that ran through my mind. The family really sticking by and saying that we don't believe he was suicidal. I'm sure they don't. But a lot of people can hold things back and are not necessarily exhibiting signs. I do wonder if he was, or I do wonder if he knew that someone was coming for him or something was likely going to happen.
That's certainly possible. And it really is a myth that people who are suicidal always telegraph it. You know, mm-hmm. some do. Some will go around talking about it and leaving notes and making multiple attempts before they finally succeed. But there are other people, particularly if they're serious about it, that don't let anyone know that this is what they're planning. And I've seen many cases of that where people that were very bonded and very close, and they will say, I had absolutely no idea this is what he was considering. And those are usually men who do that.
Why is that? Why do we see that sometimes where that's the direction that people go out on?
I think if often the people who will talk a lot about suicide before they do it, they really want to be stopped. You know, they want treatment. They want relatives to come in and help them. And so they let people know, this is how desperate I am. But if it's someone in a different situation and perhaps a different mindset, and they really want to die, they just want to exit on their own terms for whatever their reasons are, they don't let people know because they don't want to be stopped. And if they were to indicate what was going on, you know, they know that people would take action. And so I think it's those are the folks who are very serious about it, and they typically don't let other people know.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon. Press the